Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority doing a audio boo on my iPhone. So here I am at the OCTA store, and we've got a visitor, Stephen Chan. Stephen Chan, tell me who you are and what brings you to the Orange County Transportation Authority.
It's the awesome goods that they have here at the OCTA store. I'm a student at UC Irvine, and I also run a blog at Orange County called TransitRiderOC.com. And it just covers transportation issues in Orange County and public transit fun events on it.
So, yeah. Okay, great. And so I saw that you had posted that you were visiting us. And so I saw the post, and then I emailed you via Twitter and said, hey, you know, I want to say hi to you because I've been following you on Twitter. You provided a lot of great information on not only your blog, but also on your Twitter account. Mm-hmm. So were you surprised that that you got a response and that we're here right now doing an interview with you?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. That's the power of Twitter. You can have instant communication and reach a lot of people. I mean, there's a reason why Metrolink and a lot of other agencies use it to disseminate information quickly. So I just figured, okay, I'm just going to go to the store for fun and just blog about it since it's transit-related. And here I am meeting Ted Nguyen and Kristen and here at OCTA's headquarters. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor meeting you, and I know that you've been providing a lot of great information, so just keep up the great work. Is there anything that you want to share with the Twitter followers out there about OCTA, about transit, about anything that's going on in transportation?
Well, make sure to look at TransitRiderOC.com and also visit Ted's awesome blog, the Mile by Mile blog, and definitely come to this bus service reduction meetings that OCTA will be holding later this month and next month too, so that everyone can get their feedback to the communications.
And for those that don't know, you know, OCTA, like other transit agencies across the state, are facing massive cuts to our transit system because of the economic recession and also the financial crisis that's taken place in the state. So the state's essentially cut a massive amount of funding. So in order for us to balance the budget, we're proposing some tough cuts that will have some major impacts on our riders. But before we can make those adjustments or reductions, you know, we have to go out to the public and let the public know what the proposal is and get their comments. And have you heard that our new CEO, Will Kempton, has shared with members of the community that he's going to be looking at every single option to help soften the impact of these bus cuts?
Yes, I think that's absolutely astonishing and very amazing that the new CEO is looking under every stone. And I also appreciate the fact that he what we call in the software engineering world, he eats his own dog food. That's what we call it, literally.
He walks the talk.
He walks the talks, exactly. And he rides transit to OCTA. And he's shown that it's very easy to use, at the right times. And hopefully he's able to set an example for the rest of Orange County how amazing the product OCTA provides to its constituents.
Right. And you know, I really appreciate you coming by, and that, you know, not only are we a transit agency, but we also provide 901 express lanes, freeways and road improvements, as well as a Metrolink rail. So it's part of, you know, the puzzle for transportation that you can't have one without the other. And so I really appreciate your voice in the community and really emphasizing the need for public transit, not only for now, but also in the future. So thank you, Stephen.
Definitely. Thank you. It's an honor.
Perfect.
Okay, I think I paused it. Okay, great. Perfect, right? Publish. Okay, I have to. How come it's not? Oh.